Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
our hands together. On the bass. The real.
To be real.
Wait. Legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Hello.
I don't know what happened, Jessica.
What bargain?
You heard Captain Turner? Please, sir.
I'm a hideous slaughter that is here against us. I need the pearl from my
father. Hello.
He needs
to go. I'm
the air.
Am I on the air?
And you and your brother in court. Did no one come to say we just because they missed me?
Hello? Hey, what's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. We have been on hiatus for the last 3 days, honey, but we are back today live on the air for another installment of the show. And welcome to the air, my legendary sister, the legendary icon herself, Cabbage Ebony. You are live on the air, darling.
Good night, everybody. How's everybody doing? Can y'all hear me clearly?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I'm on my headset. What's going on, darling?
Nothing much, just sitting here chilling. I know the girls have been gagging, honey, because we have not been on the air in the last 3 days. So I know the girls have been hitting me up with Yahoo messages and everything about the show and everything. So I know the girls is just like ecstatic we are live on the air tonight, honey.
So what are we going to do tonight? I mean, what are you going to do?
We can do a little bit of classic. We can do a little bit of recap because, you know, we didn't recap any of the functions that happened this weekend. So maybe some of the girls are calling and tell us what happened at the Ball of Baltimore. I mean, at the Ball of D.C. on Wednesday. What happened at the awards Ball of Baltimore this weekend, honey? Maybe the girls are definitely calling and give us a tea on what happened at those functions this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Honey, and we can just go from there. But I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody that's on the phone lines and to everybody that's in the chat room. I definitely do want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas, and I hope y'all definitely did have a great Christmas. And whether you got something or you didn't get something, everybody still should have had a great Christmas because y'all still alive. And a lot of the queens that myself and Cabbage came out with is not here today to celebrate this Christmas with us. So everybody, he had a great Christmas because everybody is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I had a wonderful one. My weekend was fabulous, honey. I want to thank everybody that came out last night and partied with the Mrs. at our Christmas party. It was definitely cute, honey. I want to say thank you to all my guests. And I know all my guests loved it. Everybody that came to the party left with a gift bag, honey. You know, Santa was on the road this year, honey. They said they had a great weekend this year, honey. How you doing, honey? So, Cabbage, what did you do for Christmas? Did you cook? I know you cooked.
Yeah, that was about it. I cooked. And that was about it.
I know that's right, honey. I cooked in the main last night for the Christmas party. I didn't think that I was going to be able to pull it off. But
what
did pull it off, and it was definitely a lot of food, and the girls came out and party, honey.
What did you make?
I want to know what happened at the ball in D.C. last week, Wednesday. And I want to know what happened at the ball on Saturday in Baltimore. I need to get the team on what happened at those functions. Do anybody know what happened at those functions? Please press 1 and let us know what happened at those functions, honey. What the fuck? I need to know, honey. Baby, I know Vogue Night Tuesday tonight is definitely going to be packed, honey. It ain't no school and all the young children are out of school. So I know all the girls are going to be at Vogue Night Tuesdays tonight in the place, honey. And I want to let all the girls know that the Rumble that was on Sunday that was canceled will be held the day after the Icon Bowl in New York, and it's going to be all the same categories the day after the Icon Bowl. They said the ball in D.C. was really nice. Can you come and tell us some of the people that won at the ball in D.C.? I heard it was really packed and everything at the ball in D.C.
That's where everybody went this weekend.
To D.C.? There was another ball in D.C. this weekend?
No, I think it was either Baltimore or D.C.
Baltimore for the awards ball.
So what went on in D.C.? What went on in Baltimore? D.C.
So Baltimore, I already had the Baltimore Awards Ball this weekend. On Saturday at the Paradox.
And what went on in D.C.?
The only thing I know is my son, Little B, won the $500 for Realness with a Twist. That's the only thing I know about the ball. Father Starr, Father Clarence Starr, won Best Dressed Spectator. They're giving me the tea right now in the chat room. And this is from the ball in D.C. for Wednesday. Ivernia won the only way at the ball in D.C. on Wednesday. They're giving me all the tea on who won what at the function, honey. The girls is in the plays, honey. The girls is in the plays. D.C., it was the D.C., it was the D.C. Christmas Ball, Harold's D.C. Christmas Ball. That was cute, really cute, honey. Who won Vogue Femme? Who won Female Figure Performance? Let's see, or who won those categories, honey? Let's see, hold on. Hold on, let me see if Rodney's up, honey. Hold on, let's see if Rodney's up. So we can get the tea on what happened in D.C. Oh, Jordan. Let's see. It's a snowy day, so Rodney might be up. Let's see. It was a free ball. Let's see what Rodney doing. Come on. Oh no, Rodney's asleep, honey. So I guess we're not gonna get to see what happened at the Bulls. You see, they only gave me a couple of winners, honey. And Rodney's not available, honey. I'm gagging. Somebody has no tea, honey. Lou Gregg, Argo won Butch Queen Runway at the Free Ball in D.C. Where you grew up ever to see? You know what kills me, cabbage? When the show doesn't come on, you have so many people hitting me up, and they like, the show's not coming on tonight. The show's not coming on tonight. But when the show do come on, nobody has anything to say about a long weekend, honey. We've been on the air 3 days, bitch. The girl should be happy and want to talk about the things that happened. Maybe. The girl's going to gag, honey, because we're about to go on another 3-day vacation, honey.
Without a single drop of rum.
Hey, Lisa. What's going on, Lisa? How are you doing? I see Lisa has entered the chat room. What's going on, Lisa? What's the tea? Honey. I want to give a big shout-out to all my girls in the chat room, ballroom, Father, all my guests, Pioneer, Sexy, Lisa, Urban. I want to give a big shout-out to all of you girls in the chat room. How you doing in the place? So let's talk about some old classic balls, Cabbage.
Oh, my God, Kelly. How far do you want to go back?
I don't know. How far you want to take these girls back?
I can't go that far back. I can go back as far as 86.
Honey, let's take them back. Let's take them back to the Revlon Ball, 99, at the Marv Ballroom. The Marv Ballroom. All the girls came out for face. Miss Arjanae, Miss Misha, Miss Vanessa, all the girls stormed face that night with the over motherfucking fans.
You remember that? That must have been
I remember.
That
I was a young little girl, honey. I was a young little girl, honey, with my little Caesar. I remember that night.
Who won that
night? I remember that night, honey. I remember, honey. I even remember back when Brian came out and was sitting the girls down, and him and Arjanae was the last battle for face, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Infinity, honey, left and became a supermodel, honey, and stopped dealing with the girls and would come back from time to time. Haven't seen him around lately, honey. Maybe he'll grace us with his presence, honey.
Okay, Kelly, here's a good question.
Yes.
Here's a good question. What categories would you like to see come back to the ballroom? That you would like to see come back, not that the ballroom needs, but that you would like to see, like you would sit there and enjoy seeing again.
You know, I would love for Designers Delight to come back, because that definitely shows some of the girls' creativity and their talent. I would definitely love to see Fag Out come out back, because a lot of these girls, there's a lot of categories that a lot of girls try to walk and they shouldn't be walking, but Fag Out would be the perfect category for them because they're just so faggoty. I would love to see Who's Zooming Who? That was a cute category. Who's Zooming Who? Mm-hmm. And another category I would love to see come back is Read That Bitch. When you come out and just get on the mic and y'all bitches just call out a bitch and just read her.
You know what category I wish could come back? And I always loved it. Faith with Performance.
Yeah, a lot of the girls don't even know how to walk face to a performance. They don't even know what the meaning of face to a performance
ever come back. Because there's a lot of kids that are fake, but they need to sell it, and I think that face to performance would be the perfect sell for them. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the child that doesn't have face, like stand up and down face, but if she sells that face, she has the face that you're looking for. They really need to bring that category back.
They
still performing.
Lisa in the chat room said a category she would like to see come back would be Puss in Boots.
Now, that is a category I would love to see come back.
Puss and Boots.
All the femme queens out.
Hold on, we got a caller.
That's what I'm saying. Like...
Wait, what a go...
Y'all can hear me.
Yeah.
678-395, you're live on the air. 678-395, you're live on the air. 678-395, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Okay. Yeah, let me see. Anybody else in the chat room got any other categories, or anybody on the phone lines that were like old categories that you think that y'all want to see back in the ballroom scene? Feel free to definitely press one at this time, and we're definitely taking callers, honey. Because I know there's a lot of categories that a lot of girls would love to see there.
Kurt Sahoy, another one of mine. I love Kurt Sahoy. And that's another thing that gives the girls that are really faggoty a chance to be faggoty with a category they can deal with. Because that was the beginning of Fag Out.
Okay. Well, somebody just hit me up and said somebody wants to see me on the floor. Somebody wants to see me on the floor, honey, for something. So if they want to see me on the floor, honey, the next time they want to see me on the floor, tell that person, the person that hit me up on IM, tell that person that I said I'll see them on the back of the runway at the awards ball February 18th here in New York City. Do they dare to defy the M-I-Z? Okay, hold on. We got another caller. This is the same caller again. 678-395, you're live on the air.
What up?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Boy who?
That's just it, Pretty Boy 007.
So what's going on, Pretty Boy 007?
Oh, nothing. Just listening to what y'all spatting about.
We're talking about categories. We're talking about categories that you want to see come back in the ballroom scene that was taken off flyers.
Oh. Well, if you was asking me, I think I would want to see poses, or more poses.
Oh, that's a good one. Bring Miss Aura and Miss Ricky back.
Oh, yes, because you know what? I noticed that when Kool-Aid and Jack, when kids be walking runway and they tell them to pose, a lot of the kids don't know how to pose. And when they say pose and pose and pose, every time they say pose, you're supposed to be in time number pose, and a lot of the girls don't know how to do that. That is definitely a good category.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what another category, thank you, Carla, for definitely calling in. You know what another category I want to see start coming back on flyers, Cabbage?
Which one is that?
I want to start seeing As the House categories come back on flyers.
Yeah, Performance as a House, Runway
Performance
as a House.
Performance as a House, Runway as a House, Best Dressed as a House, all the
As
the
House
categories need to start popping back up on flyers because these girls is not having these categories on the flyers. That's when you see girls' creativity and all types of things when it's an As the House category, when you can see girls working together as a house.
Mm-hmm. Another thing we need to know. Because
Runway as a House... I tell you, the Jordans, the Mizrahi, the Revlons, the Blahniks, bitch, they turns those categories out. Runway as a House, hands down, definitely those houses. Performance as a House, bitch, oh my God, bitch. I haven't seen Performance as a House on a flyer since the Latex Ball, I think the year before last. That was the last time I seen Performance as a House. And I think Tayana and Antoine has it in Chicago for the Chicago Awards Ball.
Wow.
They have Performance as a House.
I want to see Faith as a House.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Faith as a House.
I want to
definitely
see Faith
a
as
nasty
a house.
Category. The Miyake Mugliers used to always storm that category, Faith as a House, honey. Every different house in the ballroom scene had like a really as the house category. They definitely stormed. The Miyake Mugliers was definitely Faith. The Revlons,
like Amatan, the House of Princess.
Yes,
the
Revlons was definitely runway. The Jordans was definitely runway. You knew when it was realness as a house, bitch. You knew the Ebony's was motherfucking coming through for realness as a motherfucking house. And you could wrap it up because the Ebony's was coming deep for realness as a house. But you only knew, oh, child, that's the Ebony's coins, honey. They coming. You knew they was coming for that coin. And you know another thing that these girls have to learn when they say as a house category, when they say as a house, they say, if it's not realness, you need to be as a house together. As a house is not one person come out, the other person come out, and the other person come out. That is not as a house.
No,
the girls don't know as a house, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, honey. They said Faith as a house, the motherfucking Aphrodites, the princesses, bitch, the Miyake Mugliers. Whatever happened to the House of Aphrodite?
I have no idea.
The House of Aphrodite just dropped off. The princesses was trying to have a comeback. What happened to them?
You know what? They were on their way back. I don't know what happened. I guess Paula got over it. Cause didn't she become Mother Princess?
Yeah, she did.
She became Mother Princess, and she had a whole bunch of femme queens lined up. I seen one or two of them, and I was gagging. But I guess she just, I guess she just waiting for her time. I guess. Oh. It might be a strategy to it.
Where's Nicole at? I know she's low riding someplace. Nicole.
She got a ball.
Nicole.
She went to the ball this weekend.
Oh, she was in Baltimore?
Yeah, she was there.
Oh, Nicole, press one, bitch. Give us a tea on what happened at the ball.
Yeah, she was there.
Honey, I want to know what happened at the ball because I know she's listening, honey. Because, honey, she's the one that hit me up and told me that this young lady wants to battle me, honey. So, Nicole, press the wine, honey. Press the wine, honey. I want to know the tea on what happened at the ball in Baltimore. You was in the building, honey. I didn't even know you was in the building, honey. That bitch came out last night, honey, and got that food in her gift, bitch. She was in the building, honey. But hold on, because she don't want to... Hold on, I know what I'm going to do for her, honey. Because she don't want to press one. Hold on. Let me go through my Rolodex. Oh, wait, hold on. I was going the wrong way, honey. Let me go through my Rolodex. Where is it at, honey?
You got to go down. You got to go to East Coast, mother. Come on.
Hold on. Hold on, honey. I got a trick for her, honey. She don't want to answer the phone, honey. We're going to have Switch Tray call her.
She doesn't like you.
You calling my house phone, Miss Tay? Nobody calls my house phone. You calling my house phone, girl? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's the PTA commission, honey. It's the PTA commission. We know you was in Baltimore this weekend, Miss Nicole.
No, I wasn't there. Y'all must be talking about the last time I was in Baltimore. I didn't go this weekend. That was Selvin and them for the free ball.
Oh,
no, I wasn't there. Yeah, Kool-Aid number three. I wasn't
there.
Yeah, Kool-Aid was
in
the building. She was up in the building. I was not in there.
Hold on. Beverly was there. Hold on. Let's get Beverly up here, honey. We need to know what happened, honey.
That's what kind of music was talking about?
Okay, ain't that sensuous?
She's a rat, boy. Hello?
Be careful, you're live on the air.
Hold on.
Oh, you live on the air, girl.
On the radio, baby.
Hi, y'all.
Y'all can't talk to her right now. Right.
Gotta go.
Oh. It sounded like her mouth was full.
Gotta go. So, Cabbage, I want to talk about, did you see what Tony was doing in the ballroom parent thing when you say who you want to see hit the floor? Did you get involved in and write down there for the different categories? They were talking about runway. They were talking about they want to see Keisha and Kelly on the floor. But while I was reading, it was all the Revlons, and the Mizrahis wasn't saying nothing. So I was wondering, are you a part of the ballroom parents, or you and your children was just scared? Because they said they want to see Kelly Mizza and Keisha Revlon hit the floor, and all the people comment, but there were no Mrs. there.
I'm a part of the parents.
Well, maybe you
alliance.
Should act like you are part of the parent thing and get up on there, because they called you out, girl, and you wasn't there. Then on Cabot, you got to see the one they have with Tony, Andre, Jay Blahnik, about all the runway children, and then they ask, who do you think would win? All I can say is, ooh.
But if you wasn't, if you had to pick a name, which one would it be?
Ooh. I can't answer that. I'm really scared.
Why
Tony walks runway on, oh, my God, Cabbage. How could you even, like, did you see all the names that it was everybody, like, from the 90s? I can't answer that.
Okay.
I would definitely
You could go see what name's up there.
Andre, I've seen the names.
You picking Andre because Andre's in your in the house. Think about the runway and those who are walking up there. That was real. That's a battle, bitch. That's
okay,
real battle.
So hold on. So Nicole, the names that were up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was Tony Revlon,
mm-hmm.
Andre Mizrahi.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just stop right there first. Okay.
Out
of those two, which one would you pick?
I said I wasn't instant, bro. You ain't doing
that. I'm not.
I know you pretty well. You're not tripping me up. I'm just as smart to keep my fucking mouth going. Mm-mm. Because you'll pick someone going on their runway, and ballroom is so funny, and the way things happen, you really would gag at who will be the grandpa's winner.
And you want to know, Nicole? I am so glad. Now you can bet believe that you being a mother now, you have now realized how to be a very objective person.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first making of becoming a really good mother in the House of Cards. Because you become objective.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call it before it happens. That
mm-hmm.
takes maturity.
Mm-hmm.
That takes maturity.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
because
everybody's supposed
Andre,
to stand up for what
Andre,
they're standing for, but when you're talking about a bunch of icons, and not just the bunch of icons. This is the way the ballroom has changed. The people, even on the panel, you understand, would be a whole new different people on the panel. If they pick you and a bunch of icons and put that battle in front of, I bet you you'll get a different answer if they put the new generation and made that battle happen.
Okay, so let's use an example. Because we have a lot of time, and Kelly's on the line, okay? Let's take five people. Let's make it a five-panel judges panel. Okay, here's my five that I think are really responsible. And when I tell you responsible judges that would be able to judge something like that fairly, okay? One would be, let me see. This person I always been in, but it's just hard to get them to a ballroom, would be Hickaby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I tell you Miss Hickaby is a judge not to be fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to anything, when it comes to voguing, when it comes to face, when it comes to anything, Miss Hickaby will, she pays direct attention to what's going on, and that's what a judge is supposed to do.
And don't ever think her eyes and her smile determine her vote because you
never
would gag.
You would gag so fiercely.
That's what I learned about watching judges and being judged. You think you got it in the bag? They'd be happy to see your performance and everything, and hand will go right over there.
And you'd be like, oop.
Not tonight, darling.
Not tonight. You know, there's another judge that I really like, and she's shady, but me and her can sit next to each other and judge all night because I like that she's fair. Tony McCargo. Tony Milan, me and her get along fine. She could be shady, but her judging is usually more accurate than a lot of people take her to be, because she really judges on a different scale. Now, another judge that I would take with no problems that I go by, because they analyze the category and they usually read a category sheet prior to hand and taught me how to judge many years ago, would be Stewart. You think Stewart don't pay attention? Stewart pays attention to everything. Another judge, let me see. Five panel judge. You pick one, Nicole. I think that was a very good. Who?
You think who? Who you got, Kelly?
This motherfucking JoJo Janetta Ebony.
I love this Janetta Brown. Down,
I love JoJo
no.
Brown, but she can be so fierce.
Uh-huh.
She can be so fierce.
Lord have mercy.
It was one of those girls, Miss St. Beach.
Well, you know who I learned something too about that same thing you said, Cabbage, about Stewart? I learned that from Tony about when, you know how when you got two people and they both are bringing it as where you think the character, to the point where you have to go back and grab that paper. Because in order to be fair, you may like this one and she's bringing it right, but this one, if you read the paper, you will realize that the one you like, that really like, is bringing it correct, but the one that you're not really paying attention is really bringing it correct. So you have to go back sometimes to the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that from Tony. That's the truth.
Yes. Stewart used to tell me all the time, if you have any doubt in voting, go to that fire.
But last week we were doing the questionnaire, so because you don't have no invitation, we're not going to play that game no more. That was a very good history game.
We can't play that history game.
That history game had me amped in here, bitch. I was amped.
Okay.
You had the phone line ringing.
Yeah,
I think the best question to me was, who was the first butch queen that walked face in the ballroom saying that was a history question? I like that. Oh, I got the answer, Cabbage, to the Miyake Mugler thing.
Okay, what was it?
All right, Terry was the Miyake, and David was the Mugler.
The Mugler.
I did my history, and for the world, I did not know, but I went and did my homework. David was the Miyake, and Terry was the Mugler.
Okay, here's a good question for you. Let's see how far I can take you back, Nicole, and everybody else that's out there on the air. In the House of Elite, what was the one requirement that you had to have to be an elite?
I'm trying to name the names now. So, Devin Elite.
Remember, Jermaine was the mother.
I can't put it in words. Because that category, you just think Kelly, arms together, marching. That category, that house brought a lot of, what is that category?
You didn't understand the category. In order to be in the House of Elite, what was the definite thing that all of them, what did all of them favor?
Oh, my God.
Even Miss Jermaine, remember, she was Mother Elite. Before Miss Nigel, remember, she was after Miss Nigel. Miss Nigel was the original mother of the House of Elite. What were they all elites? Think about the whole House of Elite. Now, this is more you to think about it and Kelly to catch the end of it. But what were they all? Terry Elite, Jermaine Elite, Devin Elite. Just think about all of them.
I'm just gonna take my guest answer, and I'm now passing on to the phone lines. I'm just gonna say FaZe.
No,
I knew it wouldn't be there. But let me tell you why, everybody. Let me tell you why you don't pick a question, because she tripped you up when she said Terry and Nigel were the first elite. So immediately you would have thought in your head, well, okay, if Nigel was the elite, then we're going to go on FaZe. And that was not it.
Okay, so here's a good one. Here's a good one that people seem to get, but it has to be somebody like you that gets it. What was the house that Mother Pagan Prada was first in? What house was she mother of first?
Yes. Oh.
Here's the hint. At that time, Alyssa was not Alyssa.
I passed. I got those two. I got to do my homework. But you gave me two answers. Could someone press one? Is there any help out there? Just wait, because I'll pick up my other phone. Wait a second.
Pagan Prada, what house was she in that she was mother of? That Alyssa,
check that chat room, Kelly.
Alyssa now, mother, I think Alyssa's a LaPerla now.
Chanel in the chat room.
I was thinking the same thing, but who said Chanel in the chat room? Say their name.
No. That's not it. Mind you, she debuted this house at the Extravaganza Milan Ally Ball. Okay. And Alyssa was a part of it. Alyssa was in this house. And at that time, she was walking femme queen woman. I mean, even if I gotta give a history lesson like this, I mean,
very important, because a lot of people don't remember, and because they don't remember and don't know, they don't respect. So in order for a lot of people to gain respect and to learn to appreciate where certain things are came and born from, history is very important. I like the history game.
Okay, so let me wake you up on this one. Remember, she was the mother of the house of Diva first.
I didn't know that.
Do you remember who she was at that time? She wasn't pagan at that time.
Mm-hmm. We're not gonna say that name, but I remember.
Right.
I didn't remember that.
Cowboy boots.
So hold on, we gotta call a while. Oh, what's going on with this fucking phone line, honey? She's doing shows. We got a bunch of callers now.
What house was Tony Malone in before he became a Malone?
678-778, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Oh, hi, Joseph. Oh, you know the answers to everything. Ask Joseph a question, Ebony. Cabbage, ask Ebony Joseph a question. He knows everything.
Oh, I got a question for you, Kelly.
Oh.
What's that?
Kelly, I got a question for you.
Yes?
The question is, Selvin and Luna now is in the same house, in the house of Khan. What other house did they also live in together?
I know. Well, we don't get no machines. That question is.
you know the answer?
$10.
Okay, yeah, that's the answer.
Okay, Cavish, give him a question. You know it all.
Okay. What was the hottest twister in 2005?
Oh, Kelly, you falling out. You got luggage for that?
Maybe that wasn't me falling out. That was the call. I knew that.
Yes, I fell all the way out, Joseph.
Who was it, Joseph?
Glavin.
Who was the hottest twister during 2005?
Me.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you had to. Okay, here's another question for you, Joseph. There was a femme queen that I showed you a picture of. She was in a light blue dress with a black belt and a coach bag and a coach belt. At that time, we knew her as Webby Gail Wentworth. Do you happen to know who that is?
Oh, yeah, that's the East Coast overall mother. Oh, I'm of the House of Khan, Nicole. And let me tell you.
That's because Kevin gave you your history lesson. That's the only reason why you do that.
Nicole, you was posted on this poll. I mean, God damn it, you could have been on America's Next Top Model. You was just posted on this poll on Christmas. I seem like I had fun back in them days.
Yeah, they. Kevin still got them pictures floating around, and I'm trying to destroy a few.
I have a picture, Kelly, believe it or not.
No, I don't want to know about it.
That's the picture of me and Kelly. Is that the picture? Because I felt the Petra Kelly of us, bitch. Remember the day, Miss Kelly, that they did the reunion of the clubhouse on 28th Street and all of us went out that night? Do you remember that day, bitch? And me, you, Ashley, all of us, we took these pictures outside. This was like 5-6 years ago.
I had a white shirt.
Yes,
shirt.
With the blood.
Yeah, and the 69 over my tits.
Yes. That was a good picture. Is there any more? I need a question for these callers. I want to know what they know.
Okay.
Daddy.
I have a question for somebody. The first somebody can press one. Can someone name all the categories that Miss Alyssa is legendary for?
Oh, child.
Alyssa LaPerla?
Yes, Alyssa Ashant, what's her name? Ashatik, whatever it was. Alyssa St. Clair. Alyssa.
Wait, hold on. Before anybody answer that question, because the call just triggered something in my head. And before anybody answer that question, I have breaking ballroom news. Yeah. I have breaking ballroom news. Are you girls in the chat room and on the phone lines already, bitch? I got breaking news, bitch, and I've been waiting. I found this out last week, Thursday, and I couldn't wait for the show to come on tonight so I could break this motherfucking news, honey. Well, speculations and rumors have it. And, it's not rumors, honey. Deja is no longer Mother LaPerla. She has left the House of LaPerla, honey, and said she will not be returning to the House of LaPerla. And I said, why? And then I found out. They said legendary Yolanda Revlon is no longer a Revlon. She is now Mother LaPerla. And the reason why she's Mother LaPerla, they say because she's living in Jersey with Juan LaPerla. So now she's Mother LaPerla. How you doing?
I guess all you people that's listening on the phone line, go let all the Revlons know and let all the LaPerlas know, and we'll be waiting right back here for y'all to come back. Now, what was Miss Alyssa legendary for? Do anybody know the answers?
Girls in the chat room said house hopping.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Well,
that's what... You got to call us. 347-267. Your live wasn't here on the air.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Cabbage.
Hi.
Hey, Kurt. I have a statement for Nicole. I have a question for Nicole.
Okay.
So since Deja's not in the House of LaPerla, and since Yolanda is mother, remember your show, The Cat Fight?
Uh-huh.
Will they be on the back of the runway for the Icon Ball?
Well, I'm sure. Just imagine, you know what? I'm going to leave that to... Could somebody get Deja on the phone? That would be Deja's battle. So that means, you know, I'm not allowed to speak because I personally know her, but I'm not allowed to speak on her feelings. So we need to get Deja. So somebody should call Deja phone and ask Deja how does she feel about it.
Hold on, honey. Switch trade. Please give me Deja.
Deja and find out how Deja feels about it.
Hold on. Wiggle in Deja, hold on.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again.
I don't know, honey. Deja,
unless
she must have got a new number, honey.
Next caller, she wasn't available. Next caller, let them start their mess. Y'all don't bring me in that mess, bitch. You let them start it. Bring it on out.
I got a question for you that I had to learn
when I became mother of the House of Khan. And I learned two questions I want to ask them to you. In all the years that you have been out, what houses have the House of Khan combined it with?
Ebony is one. And the other house, okay, should have been at that time because of Derek, should have been either, what was Derek at that time, leaving the House of Pendarvis, going to the House of Khan. It has to be Pendarvis or Gautier. Because remember, Ms. Derek helped Ms. Lowell found that house.
678-778, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly, this is me again. I got another trivia question for you. Who was the first house to give a ball on a boat?
It's Toyota-san. You got me puzzled by that one.
What was that? I don't even know. You don't know?
No.
Okay, think about it, Kelly. The first house to ever give a ball on a boat.
The battle was
yachting. It was between Cashmere and Avis.
Well, I don't even know. I'm puzzled. I'm stumped. You got me on that one.
What year was that?
It was 93.
I'm safe. I came out the beginning of 94.
I don't know. I was still in church.
I came out the beginning of 94.
I'm fine. I still had my choir robe on at that time. I don't know.
Well, you know what, Joseph, you know your homework very well. You know a lot of history.
But I learned that because I lived with my mother. But I learned that from it was some old drag queen, or I thought was a drag queen.
Right. Okay. You learned a lot because you lived with your mother. Tell me one of the original fathers to the House of Aphrodite.
The House of Aphrodite. One of the original fathers.
Did you teach him that, Auntie?
Did I teach him that?
Teach him what?
Who is the original one? Name one of the original fathers to the House of Aphrodite when Bridget was there.
Damn! That'll have to be Derek.
No. That's not who I had in mind. I had in mind somebody that Cabbage would have picked, or Cabbage should think about. I said when Bridget was there.
Okay, and that had to be Derek. You must have didn't know his real name. Deesh.
Okay, Deesh. Okay, Deesh today. Okay.
Deesh. Okay.
My mother be calling out government names in the house.
Yes.
Because that's how I knew you was ready. I know a lot of people's real names. In government.
A question for you, Joseph.
Okay.
Oh.
Old is your mother.
Who is my mother?
Do you dare? How old is your mother?
How old is my mother?
His mother is 40
babies. Cabbage. Baby. No. We asked him for history, traffic.
Well, how old is my mother? I know how old my mother is. She's 28,
baby.
She's only 12.
I want everybody to know.
My mother is 28 because I'm 12, and that's the story we're going to stick to it.
Oh, Joseph, you were taught very, very, very well. she's 28 and I'm 12. Get in, bitch.
I know that's right, honey. Ruby. Oh, my God.
Do you remember the Revlon Ball in East Orange, New Jersey?
No, I don't. I never went to that one. I went to the Revlon Ball, and when they had in New York, I went to the ones that was ever in New York. I never went to one in New Jersey. No.
When House of Princess walked safe to the house?
Oh, no.
And Miss Stanley was on the edge of the line?
No. I haven't actually been at a place where I've seen the House of Aphrodite walk face. I've seen that. I've never really seen the whole House of Princess bring face. If I can remember seeing that. It's been a lot of years since you've seen the whole House of Princess together walking face.
Yeah, like the House of Allure.
Yeah, see, a lot of houses are known for doing certain things. Like, you know, back, remember when Butch Queen and Drag Face was everything, and the battle used to always be the House of Jordan and the House of Mizrahi. Now, that
right.
used to be some sickening battle every time.
Yeah. You know,
but no one answered that, what are the categories that Miss Alyssa's legendary for? They just do shade.
Okay, well,
what, isn't it Sex Sirens Performance?
Oh, I got a history question I just learned, Cabbage. Who was the only human being that would chop Danielle and always said that they would chop Danielle?
Oh, I don't know. You know, Danielle was my fan, so I wouldn't know anybody like that. Who would that be?
It's your time. It's before mine. It's yours. The person, this one person, one femme queen.
I know who that is, too.
No. Khadijah chopped up. She got slapped the hell off that panel.
Darling. Remember that time in the clubhouse on 27th
Yes, Miss Danielle cleared the whole damn panel.
She cleared the whole panel, darling.
Joseph, I got another question for you, Joseph. What was Khadijah's first category? Oh, Joseph is gone. Damn. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller.
They breathe it. You want a question? Answer, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Okay, private caller, you're going.
Kelly.
Yes.
Here's a good question for you. What was Nicole's first category?
Oh. Nicole's first category.
You better not say nothing, Nicole. You better not text me either.
Dog realness.
He just tried that. She couldn't take me. She couldn't take it. I wonder if anybody, don't answer that, cabbage. I wonder if anybody else know that.
Oh, bridge. Oh, my God, honey.
You don't know what it is, honey?
What is that?
You don't know what it is?
Bitch queen body.
No, Miss Faye. Answer the question, bitch. You're a history. I mean, you're not before me, but you should at least know my first category.
Nicole first category. Let me think. Nicole first category. Was it Vofam?
What was Nicole's first house? That's a damn shame, Miss Thing. I know your history, Blanche, and you know nothing about mine. I want to know Nicole.
Yeah.
And I know all the history behind that. Anybody else call us that know that question? That was a very good question, Cabbage. It's so simple, though.
It's not even that hard.
No, answer my question. Don't throw a question on top of a question because you never come out with an answer.
What was Andre's first house, Nicole?
Revlon. Don't do it, bitch. I know my history. Let's move it. What was my first category, darling?
Your first category, honey. Okay. They shouldn't be questions over, honey. They shouldn't be questions over. They're going to be like, what was Andre's first trophy?
What was Andre's first trophy? Wait. Oh, wait, I think I know. Wait, Cabbage, before you say, I think I know it. Was Andre's first trophy runway?
Yes. No. And his first house was not Revlon.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't La Beja. Andre's first house was Revlon.
No, it wasn't. Andre's the one sending the question is over. He said,
You can't take it, Andre. Well, Andre, what was my first category, being that you're being cheating?
Okay, that's who Kelly is talking to. That is so weird that Kelly is talking to Andre.
Oh, y'all doing that like that? Because I could go talk to Tony on my other line, too. That's tired, Kelly.
Andre, you sent over questions.
Well, why Andre never answered the questions that we asked? Like, what was Tony McCargo's first house?
First house was overness.
I'm sorry. My history book started at Revlon. I'm sorry.
Right. You know, that was I should have remembered that, Nicole, because we were in the same house together. That was the only house that me and him was in together.
All right, so that was over, and then it was Revlon, right?
Yeah. And then he went to Revlon, yeah. But when he was in the house very briefly. He was in
all
the
right,
house.
Well,
house
I got a question. I would say La Beja.
No. Oh, Tony McCargo's first house was La Beja.
Okay, we'll see. But nobody else is answering the question, so I got to answer my own question. The first category that I walked, I should be legend for because I walk it to this day, and it was
exactly.
The old way.
And it was old.
Duh.
That was her first category.
Baby, she's an old girl.
I walked the old way, then I walked Vogue Femme, then I walked Butch Queen and Drag's Realness, then I walked Butch Queen and Drag's Vogue Femme, and then I went into Femme Queen.
Right.
I walked Femme Queen Performance, and then I played with that for a minute, and I stopped doing that, and old way was my thing. So I brought back the whole Femme Queen Vogue, the old way thing, and I was the only person undefeated by any Femme Queen or the Butch Queens I've battled. Cabbage keeps constantly winning over me, but I don't know Femme Queen beat me yet, so... I'm waiting for Kelly.
Well,
you know.
They listened to Nushka Vogue last night at that Christmas party, Miss Tay. Bitch, her new Owe move is nasty, Miss Tay.
Yes.
I'm a gagging, Miss Tay. She looked like she was giving the girls a preview, Miss Tay, for that size. Honey.
That I won't make a mistake on doing.
Oh? I know, that's right.
Yeah, is Andre still there?
I don't know what number he's listening from because his number's not up here on this board.
Okay, well, I want to know, do he know the question about who was the only femme queen that chopped Danielle?
Hold on. I'm getting a text. Hold on, Andre. I'm maybe going to text me back, honey.
I know that question.
Yes,
I know that.
Yeah. I just learned my history. I do my history to this day, honey. So
no, I know. I was there when she chopped her one time. Damn it, I know who it is.
It's the legendary label house from back in the days.
That first trophy was performance, and it was at Whitney's Ball in D.C.
Well, I should have known it was performance. I should have known.
Yeah, it was definitely Vogue.
Hold on, we got a caller. 443-570, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. Hey, hey, Cabbage. Hey, Kelly. Hey,
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, I wanted to answer the question. Every time I went to Balls and Danielle Walk, it was Pepper that would chop her. Is that
yes!
Yes,
I'm on.
Yeah, it was Pepper.
That's been all about Tana, darling. That's right.
Pepper.
She didn't think that Miss Danielle was lovely to her. She
All right, I got a question before you go, Enrique. What girl, Miss Arjanae, you would see her freak up for and be looking for in the back of the runway?
Which girl?
Yeah.
Would Arjanae be looking around for?
Yes.
Tanae, that's what I remember. She was always constantly telling me Tanae. The one that she would hide out for. I remember that.
Yes. Okay, Enrique is not no fun because he knows all the damn questions. Is anybody else know any questions? Y'all got a question for Enrique that he doesn't know, Cabbage? You think you got one?
Oh, I'm sure I could dig one up.
Oh, I'm sure she can, because she knows more than I do.
Okay, Enrique, and I'm gonna take you right where you need to be. Okay, who was the first femme queen out of Philadelphia to ever be known to be legendary femme queen realness?
Oh my!
I know.
The very first.
The very first one.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're doing before my time, because the only one that I would know that. Was the Renee. I'm sure she probably wasn't the first. Who would be the first?
Think about it. The very first one was Kathy Jadu.
Oh, wow, Cabbage.
Wow.
I'm with you, Enrique. I'm with you, Enrique.
But remember, when Enrique started hanging out, Enrique's biggest hangout was Philadelphia.
I got a question that came over for all of y'all. What was Jack doing in the house of Mizrahi before he started walking.
Oh, I don't
know
that.
What was Jack doing before he started walking?
Yes.
When he was working for the, when he was working for being a photographer while he was for the wrestling company.
Yeah, that answer is correct.
But he must have did that for a long time, because wasn't he recently still being a photographer for WWE?
Oh, he was taking pictures before he started walking.
Exactly, taking pictures. Remember, he was the one who put that production together coming from a foreign country. He put the whole production together. That's when Andre, they were coming from, I think it was from Russia.
I got a question for you, Cabbage. But you're going to know it, but don't answer it first. Who was Jared Princess?
Wait, hold on. I got another question for y'all. Hold on. And after he started taking pictures, what was his first category?
Oh, I know that. Facebook performance.
No.
Butch Queen
was that first category? Face them?
No.
No.
It was something, Butch Queen up and drag something. It was, no. Was he going with Ridley at this time? It was something Butch Queen up and drag face or something like that.
It was realness. Hello?
Boy?
I don't know. Audrey just said realness.
That was a quick realness.
Oh. I want to let you know cool. The witchy earrings. They're not good for you. Cheap earrings is not good for you. Okay, hold on. It was athletic realness.
Cabbage.
Yes.
Who was the youngest femme queen, legendary face and performance and realness that came out of Philadelphia?
Femme queen, performance. Repeat that question.
Femme queen face. Performance and realness. They can some at their youngest of age. They have came and took all three, if not two, of those categories home from Philadelphia. Andre should know that question too.
It had to be a femme queen, and only person I could think about is it can't be Miss Adrian because she didn't walk.
Mm-mm.
So it, and she was not. She was kind of up there. It has to be Renee.
Mm-mm. Angel? Mm-mm.
It's not Angel Revlon, no.
I say
remember
youngest.
Angel?
It started at the youngest of age.
Louis Mizrahi.
Somebody just sit there over to Kelly.
Yeah.
Andre just sit there over to you. Kelly, don't be taking props like you have no fucking answer.
Oh, no, no. I'm texting
right,
one of my kids about going out tonight.
Venus was the youngest.
Yeah, she was, and she is originally from Philadelphia.
Work, Miss Venus. I love Miss Venus.
Okay. Nicole. Who was the original mother of the House of Khan, and what category did she walk?
I don't know that question. I don't, cause yep. I don't know that question. I would have to. If you want to leave it, I can do my homework and get the answer. But I don't know that question. I'm not. That's I don't know that question.
The only person that you would be able to call would be
is Ayanna.
Or Ayanna or James.
James, right? I don't know, but or only bro. No, because I don't. I can, I'm pretty sure somebody else knows that answer.
I got a question for you, Nicole.
Oh, y'all not going to do this, Dad. Y'all tried it because I know my history. Wait, I want to know now. Cabbage just put me in because I have to know the history of it. So if somebody else knows that question, I want to know that question, Dom.
Who was the original mother of the House of Mizrahi?
I know that question. I've answered it 1,000 times. Heidi.
Heidi, run away.
Okay. That's my time. That's exactly my time.
Okay.
What was the most... Oh, Enrique, are you still there?
No, Enrique is gone.
Okay. What was the lady in the House of Richards that stomped Runway the 90s? The woman. Callie, you know... I know you know Cabbage, but do you know Callie?
Nicole, I got another question for you, Nicole.
No, first, can somebody answer my fucking question? I answered your questions. What was the What was the woman in the 90s from the House of Richard that stormed Runway?
It's on the tip of my fucking tongue, and I can't fucking remember. It's right on the tip of my fucking tongue because I remember.
She came back recently.
Huh?
She came out recently.
Well, I know. And all the girls gagged because she was, when she was walking, she was so little. And now she's a grown woman now. I forgot her fucking name. She was just at a ball. I think it was like no less than a year ago. I forgot her fucking name.
Cabbage.
I can't get her name. I know she's from Jersey.
It was Misty.
Yeah, that's her name. I can't get names like that. Give me Deborah or Anna or Jimmy Slim Omni. You know. Give me a good.
Who was the Barbie doll after Danielle in the 90s?
That's an opinion question.
You said who did the Barbie doll or was the Barbie doll? Because remember, who was the meaning the category or the individual?
Who did the ballroom crown the next Barbie after Danielle in the 90s?
The next Barbie after Danielle.
The next black Barbie after Danielle.
Would have to be Moldavia.
I would think more. Would you say Moldavia? I would have said Moldavia before Danielle, but if you're saying the Barbie.
Right.
Who?
Carrie.
Yeah, she was the next Barbie. Remember in Philly they called her the new black Barbie after
yes,
Danielle.
Okay.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, yeah. When she moved to Philadelphia,
all right.
She became the next
what
black
was
Barbie.
The first trans man, I mean, well, the first dyke or butch or trans man, however you want to say it, and femme queen relationship that we first know of?
I can go further back than you, Miss Nicole, so you can't include me in that.
Wait, no, because, okay, but I didn't ask you. I'm just asking Kelly. And they have a child. She's still alive, and he's still alive.
Oh. That's possible.
Go to Africa.
Reese and Tracy.
Listen, someone's hitting you up, Kelly. And Cabbage, no, no. Bitch, she never answered the questions.
I answered. Reese and Tracy.
Bitch, Andre, don't speak to me, please.
But Andre, you can hear my phone, Nicole. You can hear my phone, go off. My phone is not online, but you can hear my phone. Yeah. Okay. I got another question, Nicole. And Cabbage might know this, too. Name all Andre lovers that was named Deshaun.
Wait, Deshaun from the 90s that went on for 10. Then Deshaun 2000. Then, wait a minute, because then he started flipping around. So you want all the Deshaun lovers or you want all Andre lovers?
The Deshauns.
So it's Deshaun from the 90s, Deshaun 2000, and I think, if I'm correct, there was one recently in the late 2000 named Deshaun, but I'm not sure. Is that correct, Andre?
Deshaun Classic, that will face Deshaun Andre, that walk all the way in Deshaun 2000. That walks
three. Okay, well, all right, well, okay, well, I still named them all right. What do you say? I named three. What part with Paige?
Let me see. Give me another question. I need another question.
Let me think of a good one. Who was the founder of the House of Love Asia?
Oh, hold on. We got a private caller.
Hello, Crystal, La Beha.
Okay, all right, so wait a minute. I got a real another question because, see, let me get it together. Ooh, what's his name? Cabbage, Kenny,
Felder or Kenny Mack?
Lover of?
Who?
Okay, I got a question. Who was James Icorn's first ballroom lover?
You're so mean. My sister! You're so mean! Knock, Kenny. Dupree, Gautier, Pedalogic. Kenny. Labels, and more labels.
All right. Oh, okay, Cabbage, you just brought another question to me, and don't answer this. When the House of Love Asia...
I got a question for you,
Nicole.
Huh? Who was Andre's first lover that became Icon now, today, before Deshaun?
Hold on. Because I know your business too, Andre. Hold on.
Who was Andre's lover?
Wait, and it's at the tip of my tongue.
That's an icon now. It has to be a femme queen.
Oh, shit.
No, it has to be. It does. It has to be. I don't know. It might be.
Wait a minute. That's an icon now. There's not that many icons.
Yes.
Let's go down the line.
Oh, I know. I'm about to make y'all gag. Wait. I know they weren't lovers. They weren't lovers. So wait, no, that's not it. Wait. I don't know.
I know what you're thinking of Nicole. No. I don't think they were lovers.
Yeah.
Not as much as they were having.
Right. That's
right. There's a difference. They never announced they were in love.
Well, who y'all thinking about?
I happen not to know this one answer. I'm sorry.
Nicole?
Miss Nicole? If you dare.
Oh, hold on. Nicole, do you know the answer?
Do I know the answer to what your question?
On,
no, I don't.
Get... Beverly, you're on the air.
Hey.
The answer is Roy Ebony.
Who? Roy, you know what? That is the answer. And I was
I know that's what you were thinking of.
Yes, but I thought that, I didn't know that they, I didn't know y'all was loving Audrey. I thought y'all was having. Okay, who was the mother of the House of Gautier when it was raining, Kelly?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not going to sit in your lie.
Any callers that know, nobody, Selbit and Cabbage, be quiet. I'm going to help you out.
Oh, wow.
No, Cabbage, because you know that. That's not fair. Ain't nobody on the call line? Nobody knows that question?
Audrey, and Audrey said to tell y'all, Hemingway was dating for a minute.
But I figured date, and that's why I said I didn't think if they were lovers. That was my thing.
Who is dating?
Andre and Rory. We're doing the history. And nobody knows who was the mother of the House of Gautier when it was raining.
Well, what was Whitney Mugler's first house, and what was his first category?
Oh.
Cabbage, don't you say nothing.
Oh, who is that? Oh. Who is that, Janetta?
No, that is Naniska.
Oh, Miss Naniska, you slid that one in on the ground.
You know what? I'm appalled that the girls don't know their history. I've been going on and answering the questions, and there's no one up here that know their history. Cabbage, who was the reigning mother in the 90s of the House of Gautier?
Miss Anjanae.
It was Charlotte. Who you go, Selvin?
No, it wasn't. No, you got to look at the ballroom throwback. So just put her ass for Andre.
Nicole, who are you
tonight
thinking that it is? Stephanie?
Yes.
No. No.
Okay, so you give me some history then. Who was the first mother of the House of Gautier?
The first mother of the House of Gautier was Stephanie, but she, when they was raining, it was Miss Charles.
Oh, okay. Well, I meant the first mother. I meant the first mother.
The very first mother was Stephanie Pendarvis.
Okay.
That's who it was. Stephanie Pendarvis from Brooklyn.
Who was the two femme queens that was in love with Andre?
Who was the two femme queens that was in love with Andre? On the Andre?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Ooh. It was three, it really wasn't two.
Yes, it was three. Work, mother.
Vanessa?
Name
Nicole. I'm sure I
just
named one.
I'm going to name one. You ever say Sanaya?
Okay, just two.
Carrie.
That's three.
And that's why that Jersey house was destroyed?
No. It was Alicia Ebony and Pussy Mizrahi.
Oh, how dare us forget Miss Pussy, bitch! Oh, yes!
Right!
How dare Miss Pussy? I am so sorry, Monique. Oh, my God.
She was a butch queen. Then, honey, so you really can't count her.
She was a butch queen then.
That's right. You can't really count her.
Oh.
That's
you
why
know
I didn't
what?
Put her in law.
Yeah, then you could.
Remember when she was going with Mike? When she threw claw locks on him on the pier?
Right.
Now the girls is on the line that know the history. I give somebody a question, mother. Let me hear your history question.
Remember, she was going with the R-E-V, the L-O-A. She was still a big kid.
Nicole, you have nothing to say on that? Yeah.
No, I have another one, though. Who was the femme queen who fed Khadijah sour milk? What, Cabbage? What? And they were mad because she was having.
They cut you off?
Uh-oh.
They're coming for Carlo up? No.
No, who was the first female figure that ever had labels out of a book? Shut up, Cabbage.
Oh, no.
Coming out the boat, Mike?
You got it?
She's the first femme queen with labels.
No, the first female figure with labels coming out of a magazine.
She can't find the scissors to cut her shirt. Hold on, honey. Y'all done woke this lady up out of her sleep, honey. You pussy, you're live on the air.
Y'all is so shady. We're not being shady, on the real.
We're not being shady.
Nobody needs to know that.
But then
what's wrong, money? Did we bring you up?
you're gonna come on yourself, girl.
Okay. Let everybody know Monique is ancient too. Well, give us a history question, Monique. Give us a history question.
I ain't that ancient now.
Don't do that. Don't lie.
I'm only 28 now.
Are you the same age as Cabbage? The same
I'm
age 28. As Cabbage.
That's right.
Same age as Cabbage.
Put my hand in a bag of Bibles.
Yes, I will.
Can you give us a history question?
Yeah, I got one. Who was the first young child Andre used at a function? And what function was it?
You
the
asking
first
us?
Young child Andre used at a ball.
You Ooh. Asking us?
Okay, you can't ask us that. You got to get a deep one.
Yeah, any of y'all. Y'all should know. I mean.
Oh, yeah, that was the Mark Dorman.
It wasn't
with his niece. You're thinking about the boy in Jersey.
You're right.
You're thinking about the boy in Jersey. That wasn't the first one. The first one was his niece.
Was his niece?
When she was in that doghouse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, let me ask you a question that they asked me earlier, Mother, and I want to see if you can answer it. They said, who was the original mother of the House of Kong?
Who was the original mother? Okay, because it wasn't Ayanna. Because Ayanna was, Ayanna was second, because she was a lord, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, she was
on. See, Cabbage know the answer, but I told her not to give it to me because I want to see it.
There's only one person you can call to get that answer in New York would be Jerick.
But see, this is the thing. You got to remember, that was a gang at first.
Exactly. And
That's right. It was a gang at first. And
it was a queen that ran it.
They wasn't in the ballroom scene, so are you saying in the ballroom scene or out the ballroom scene? If you're saying really out the ballroom scene, I'm not gonna lie, I really don't know the history on that.
She was in the ballroom scene, but she was outside the ballroom.
Right,
scene.
Right. She was in the ballroom scene, but it was really a gang.
Right, and she was a butch queen too.
Right, she was a BQ.
Yep, a tough one too.
Mhm.
And she walked the same category that Sylvan walks right now.
Mhm.
I'll find it. I'm going to let you know what. I'm going to get the answer.
She's not
question
my,
for y'all.
She's not
I have a question for y'all. Who was the first person? Hello? Who was the first person to show Andre that he was really talented?
Miss Honey Dior?
Are you from BQ Wise or FQ?
And BQ Wise.
You surely can't say the name if they're FQ now. Can't say the BQ name if they're FQ now.
They're not alive anymore.
Right, that's what I was going to say too.
And are they when they passed away, were they a BQ?
No, I think no. She was a femme queen. I think she was a femme queen.
All right. Y'all figure that out, but Cabbage. Who was the mother and the father of the House of Matsuda?
Marvin Matsuda. Oh.
Marvin and. Oh. Marvin, and what was the child, the thin child that used to walk all the way? Mark or something? It was because Miss Charles was in that
Marvin
house.
And Mark. Okay, I got another one for y'all because I got history. Who was the mother of the House of SLT? Gag. Let's make it hot, bitch.
That
I know mine.
Big lady. Oh.
Cabbage, you don't remember?
No.
Well, hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
And now.
Oh, I'm
going to
hang up.
But definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, Andre, y'all there?
I'm hanging up.
You can
hang
up
my
history class, Andre. I was getting my life, bitch.
Since you on here, when was the first time, what year was the first time that Andre ever got his hair blonde?
Wow, it's been so long he's been dying that hair blonde.
As long as I've
been
dying it
for
almost
20 years now.
See, I don't know then.
Yeah, it gotta be like, oh my god, I'm surprised. Do you have black hair?
Yeah, it's brown now. It used to be black.
Andre, do you remember the mother of the House of SLT?
Hell no, bitch. I didn't go there.
Okay, here's a good one, Andre.
Nicole,
I got a good one for Andre. Let's see how good he is since he was sending all these messages to Kelly.
Kelly and helping her cheat.
Yeah. What house was Stuart, now Ebony, used to be Manon LaBeija? What was her original house?
What was her original house?
Original.
Okay, wait. Her original house, was it Overness?
Nope.
I don't know that, because I don't know. I thought it was LaBeija at one time.
Oh, you know the answer to, Mama?
Elite?
Nope.
Oh, but I give up.
All right, we don't know. Say it.
Champagne Dorian. Her name was Champagne.
You know, and I was going to say Dorian, bitch. I was going to say
yeah.
Dorian, bitch.
She was in the House of Dorian. Remember,
she was my
person.
Right. I got a question for Andre and Cabbage. Who is Fu Quan? What house he was in, and what did he walk?
Always.
Fu Quan is
mother of the
way.
House of Essence.
That's
then was
right.
Also
right.
An Ebony originally.
That's right.
What was Ron LeMay's brother?
I know both of y'all would know this, so I'm going to go to Selvin, and I'm going to go to Kelly with this one. His name was Eli. What did he walk, and what house was he in?
Eli Ebony?
What was
and he
walk?
Walked the old way.
Eli Ebony walked the old way.
And he walked the old way.
And this.
Okay, all right, I got one for you too, Andre and Selvin and Allen. Who was Ronald Malay's brother, and what did he walk, and what house was he in?
Ronald Malay's brother?
Yep.
Wasn't it Lincoln?
No.
I mean, not Lincoln. Yeah, because he passed away too. He passed away before.
Well, you said Ronald. Who was Ronald Malay's brother?
Yep, and what did he walk, and what house he in?
That's that tall one that was an Ebony that used to walk around. What the fuck is his name? He used to beat up everybody.
Yes,
his name?
Jamal? No.
No, it was Jamal.
Jamal
was
his name. You're talking about, it starts with a K.
Yep.
King Ebony.
Who can do?
I forgot his name.
K-Born.
He live in Houston.
K-Born
now.
Ebony.
K-Born,
K-Born Ebony.
He live in Houston.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh.
In Houston now.
That was Ronald. That was Ronald's brother.
Didn't know that. Girl, don't try to get into it like that. I got one bit.
Excuse me?
Wait, I got what I got.
Nicole, Nicole, you can't take me, Nicole, because I'm getting these answers, Nicole.
No,
I'm on the phone
now,
so what you got to say now?
Nah, because see, you're
okay,
kidding me. I'm saying things off my head.
Listen to this.
Andre's on the phone now, Nicole, so what you going to say now?
Andre,
listen. Y'all remember him, right?
That one, Ebony, yes.
What steps and what ball did he break and was voguing in the middle of the set?
I heard about it. I don't know that one.
It was Andre's ball when he became a Mizrahi 1992 and Trax, a.k.a. Kilimanjaro.
Oh, you hate that, Miss Fucking
Okay, I got a question for y'all. Wait.
Yeah, Cabbage Patch, you go ahead.
Okay. At the La Beja Ball, what was the name of this femme queen who wore femme queen face and she came as Josephine Baker? What house was she in?
Temperance Saint Laurent. Temperance Saint Laurent.
Oh, Miss Seven, you're not fun. I'll
no, Audrey
you know
said that. Audrey
said it first. Oh, okay, because you're not fun, Andre.
What was the last ball that the overall mother Ebony bowled at?
Wow.
What was the last ball that Richard Ebony bowled
at? Oh my
at?
God, I don't remember what ball that was.
I don't know. Y'all all remember it, Andre. Y'all was there. Miss Jack was on the table going up against with Mr. Maury.
I do not remember. It was a Mizrahi function?
No.
No.
Oh, I got a good one.
It was at the Lincoln Center.
That's right.
Yeah, damn sure
it was. Yeah, it was. You know, balls at the Lincoln
really,
Center.
Y'all want to go there? What was the ball that finally let loose when I asked him to bring it in the name of Richard Ebony?
I was there. I know.
and he finally took off.
Oh my God! I know which one this is. Too. Oh my God!
And he goes like Richard in the name.
You got it.
Oh,
I don't remember that ball, but I was there. What ball was that saying?
It was Jermaine's ball when he had that ball in the school. That's the clip when you see Prince spinning around. That was
it was
Prince,
the Mother's Day.
Prince.
No, that was Orange ball.
Mm-hmm.
What was your good one,
Andre?
Like Andre, what was your good one? You said you got a good one.
What was the ball that I brought the Steve Urkel car in and the car opened up from the front?
Jermaine's ball when they I'll get ready to make it hotter. What was the ball that LaPetti had walked at and it grew in the dark? The gagger is, it's a bonus. Who did he walk against?
Oh, I was going to say, wasn't that the Shea Fest ball?
No.
Uh-uh. I don't remember that one.
What ball was that, Selvin?
It was Andre's ball.
Bitch, I don't remember.
It was Andre's ball.
I remember it. I don't remember who ball it was. You know, back then we went to so many balls.
I'm gonna tell you what it was. It was Andre's ball, 1992 at Trax. It was bright colors, and the Petty had actually turned off the lights, and Miss Travis Sinclair, Bernard Sinclair, walked against her.
Yeah.
What was Selvin's first house, y'all?
Sendarmas.
Is that true, Selvin?
No.
No.
Is it La Beja?
No.
I don't know.
I was just looking, and then I'm sitting here. I'm trying to catch the
tool. Book was
selling
first. Wait a minute.
And it was August 4th, too. I came to the house on Angie's birthday.
La Beza.
Infinity.
Infinity. Infinity.
What is
oh, you know what? You know what? That is right.
Well, let's make it harder. Who was the first person that made me mother of the house?
Mr. Izio?
Oh, really, bitch?
Mother Dior.
No, bitch.
Just kidding.
I don't know.
I got one for y'all, though, because I don't know.
Bitch,
that
it was Movado.
Movado.
Oh, yeah,
Movado.
Right. That was for a hot second.
What was the ball that Tyreek walked face at and got knocked? Who knocked him, and what was the ball?
It was at PS3.
Yep, at all the St. Clair's Mother's Day ball.
PS3.
It was Marvin Tendarvin.
I said, who was the person that knocked her when she was walking face, and what ball was it at?
It was Curtis Ebony at all the St. Clair's Mother's Day ball.
Okay, I'm going to make this hot. There's only two people that know this answer, and they can't say nothing. That's Andre and Kelly. This goes for Nicole and Cabbage. Who is the founder of the house of Givenchy?
Bitch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. When the house of Givenchy, wasn't it from Florida? Jasmine.
Nope. Jasmine wasn't a Givenchy.
Oh, no.
Jasmine was never a Givenchy.
I don't know. But I want to know who was the original mother of the house of Milan.
I know the answer.
Terry.
I know the answer. Who was the father of Givenchy?
Terry was my girlfriend.
Who was the father of Givenchy?
Okay.
Baby, it was me. Andre stole my name.
No, it was not you.
No, I got a real kiki, Cabbage. Why did Arjanae leave the house of Mugler to become the mother of the house of Milan?
Now, that was funny, bitch. That was funny.
God bless Curtis Ebony.
Why did Arjanae leave the house of Mugler to become the mother of the house of Milan?
And I just told you, God bless Curtis Ebony.
They didn't want to help him. They didn't help her when Curtis was fucking her up. The Mugler's pay her no mind, so she left and became a Milan.
Was that the time when he had tried to attack her in Hatfield?
That was the last time when she tried to attack her. My girlfriend at the Mar Ballroom.
The day when Keisha, when she walked running back down the runway, and Miss Thing came upstairs and said, Keisha started this. She said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. And Miss Arjanae was walking up saying, where's Melson? Where's Melson?
No. Oh, shit, nigga. We got 90 seconds, and we got to get up out of here, honey. And I'm getting dressed. Anyway.
Okay, I got one more question. Who was the first person that showed me that I was talented, that I could take my talent away from the ballroom scene?
I know the answer.
Who?
Pepper La Deja.
Who was the first?
I'm milking on the grandson on top of the picture.
When was the very first awards ball?
Oh, I know that.
Which
one? The one with Andre? The one with Andre and Jack, or the one before?
Yeah,
that?
Andre and Jack. You're talking about?
No,
oh,
the one
was...
before Andre.
Oh, then that bitch. That was years before me. Because they were doing it in Jersey.
No.
No, Andre.
And Rockwell was doing it in Jersey, and we got it from them when they died.
No, Andre.
Yeah, I know where I got it from.
Well, we only got 19 seconds, and we got to get
about
it.
You didn't get it from Papa at track?
Oh, no, I got it from Hakeem Jordan, and them. They were doing it in Jersey, and then they died, and nobody took it, and then I took it.
Oh, God.
Good night, everybody. Kelly, good night.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.